Here are some examples of some well-known invasive species that are affecting tropical ecosystems. The lionfish is a invasive fish on coral reefs that's been growing in number and spreading around the world. It's originally from native to the Southeast Asian coral reefs, and they have voracious appetites, devouring native fish. They were probably introduced either intentionally or unintentionally from an aquarium. Somebody had one and wanted to get rid of it, so threw it in the ocean, and now they're all over the Caribbean, decimating reef fish populations. Another example you may have heard of are the brown tree snakes on Guam. There's one pictured in the lower right of that collage there. And these snakes probably were introduced accidentally from a ship, maybe, that where one was hiding out and got off of the ship in a crate or something, in a box of who knows. But anyway, they've populated and proliferated on Guam and just decimated native birds. They eat both adult birds as well as eggs and young, and many, many species of birds on the island are threatened with extinction because of this invasive snake. You may also have heard of cane toads, Rhinella marina. This is a large toad that is native to Central and South America and was introduced intentionally in Australia for insect control. These toads have big appetites. They're very large, as you can see in the picture. But the problem is they've proliferated extremely. They do really well in the dry environments of Australia, and they have outcompete native species for food. And they're also toxic, so they can make predators sick who try to bite them or eat them. So they have really gone nuts in Australia and other parts of the world. And just to throw a plant example in, Myconia calvescens is a shrub. It's a little similar looking to the plant number A in that collage there on the upper left. And Myconia is a tree that's dispersed by birds, but it also was used ornamentally. It's native to the New World, but it has been introduced as an ornamental all over the South Pacific, Tahiti, Hawaii, Fiji, and other places where it has spread into native ecosystems and outcompeted the native vegetation. So we do have quite a few cases. These are just some of invasive species in the tropics. But as I said before, it seems like there are fewer invasive species and less risk of invasion in tropical ecosystems than in temperate ones, at least in rainforests.